Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And usually joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, chief of staff. But he is on vacation today, probably, I think, maybe for the first or at most the second time in almost a year and a half. So we've got two other great gentlemen here, Clint Powell and Sean, who we all know, who really is the gun power behind this radio show. So welcome, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. It's been a while. Last time I was here, or we were in a different studio when I was filling in for Dr. Green.
That is six months ago. I say we're in a new home, but it's a new home. It's what, 3 months old?
Yeah.
4 months old?
Yeah.
Well, it's finally starting to feel like home. I actually have to admit, I had become really to like the other studio, but that just comes with being familiar and comfortable. I've now got into the pilot seat of this computers and TVs and new atmosphere, and this is now the new home.
So the navigator has officially came out.
Yeah, I had to get my compass out.
But. Speaking of navigator, I noticed on Facebook you've been doing, are you doing a little more flying right now?
No, the flying, actually, I come and go with it based on my work schedule and, of course, weather. I work 6 days a week, and with Sundays being the only off day, it tends to limit me. I am planning on hopefully getting back into the seat more and more. I do fly a little each month just to keep from being too rusty, because flying is, you really lose your edge very, very quickly if you don't get up there at least every 3 weeks. And landing and maneuvers, it's just not safe unless you practice.
I noticed that you had all of our friend Brian Connell up recently.
Yeah, my buddy Brian, he admits that he's terrified of flying. In fact, any flight, commercial or whatever, he has to pre-dose with things that relax him. Uh-huh. But he is a brave soul, because he flew with me about 3 or 4 years ago, and I kind of wrangled him into that flight, and he left there with such a great memory, great story. And then I had this bigger plane now, this bigger Piper. And so he just made himself get up and go. And he was sweating bullets at first. And when he landed, where we landed, he just was so thrilled he came. There's nothing like aviation in a small plane. It wipes the cobwebs out of your head. It's so different than commercial, because you feel so connected, personal. You can see the housetops. You can see, you know, all the ladies by the swimming pool that they don't know that you're watching. And
you see your life flash before your eyes.
That too.
All kinds of wonderful visions.
Yeah. And you two have never been up. I know Clint's already made many statements that he will not go up.
I've flown before. If I don't have to, then it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and usually when I'm flying, there's a D on the side of the plane. It says Delta.
The difference between that and me, though, is if you want to land, you say, Ed, can we land? And usually within 7 minutes, you're on the ground. I don't think that's going to happen on Delta.
No.
I don't believe so. Hey, Clint, I read something this morning. It was a quote on health, and I thought of you when I read this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This guy or woman, I don't know which one it was, said, I choked on a carrot this afternoon, and all I could think of was, I bet a donut wouldn't have done that to me.
That's wisdom. That's what we call wisdom.
Yeah.
That's an ancient proverb, I think.
You know, Clint had his official holiday just a little over a week ago. It was National Donut Day.
Yeah.
I was driving down Brainerd Road, and I thought there was a wreck. I got stopped about the IHOP there on Brainerd Road, and I was headed towards town. I don't know which direction that would be, but it was headed towards downtown, towards the tunnel. But anyway, traffic came to a stop in the right lane. And I'm thinking, oh,
I know what it was.
You know, what's going on? And finally, I was able to get around the traffic, and it was the line backed up going in Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, they're not backing up to go into a veggie burger place. They're backing up to go into Krispy Kreme.
And it reminded me, it's National Donut Day.
I thought
of Clint. I was looking to see if I saw a forerunner in the line.
I sent a special message to my buddy, Tony McGinnis, over. He owns Tasty Donuts. So I was like, you know, happy you day.
Yeah.
Because that's big for him. Great things to talk about on Vital Health Radio.
I was going to say, that's not very healthy.
Well, y'all bring me in for the before picture. Y'all got the after picture. I've got the before picture.
The before picture.
Yeah.
Ed, I was listening to your The Holistic Navigator. I try to check out each one of them, and they're outstanding. I've really enjoyed listening to them because there's a couple of things I've noticed. I learn a lot more, and then I spend more money.
Uh-oh.
So they both go hand in hand, but I'm going to be better for it, so I don't hold any grudges. But I was listening to the podcast you did regarding all of the supplements you take, mm-hmm. and I found it very fascinating. And if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss some of those items that you take, because if I remember correctly, it was over 70 different items a day.
I take approximately 72. I've been doing at least 50 pills a day since I was 15, and here I am 62. And the last time I did the math, that was about 880,000 pills. Now, I will immediately say, which is what I did say on the Holistic Navigator, no one needs to take that many. I am a self-appointed guinea pig. I love what I do, and I'm experimenting somewhat with very safe things. But I need to be able to tell people what this does, and one of the best ways is that I have taken it. Now, the Holistic Navigator is actually not to sell anything. If you notice, I hardly or rarely mention a brand name. It really is my encyclopedia that I'm compiling in the process of the next 12 months, where I can have a topic every week that, instead of me repeating it, you know, 50 times a month, now I can start saying, you know what, if you don't mind, can you listen to the 28-minute podcast on thyroid health or losing weight or energy or depression or constipation? I simply don't have enough of me going around because there's too many people and I'm too busy, thankfully. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing it. It's not to sell anything. It's to educate. And then if that helps people and they need to get things, well, we are there for them.
Do you ever feel like that you take so many different products or supplements that it's sometimes difficult to know what is working and what is not?
Not really, because if you are in tune and you've done it as long as I have, mm-hmm. it's almost like landing a plane, and you know if the wind shifts 2 miles per hour one direction, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. People who are unaware or disconnected from their physical and emotional body would have a more difficult time. The thing is, there's also science behind this. I don't just do it on a random basis. I do it because there's significant medical and research reasons and common sense that points to what can we do to slow down the ravages of aging. This isn't about fixing nutritional deficiencies. It is about slowing down chronic inflammation, which is at the root of every disease we will end up getting.
Well, and two, a lot of people have the mindset or the bad habit of they hear what you're doing, so they think, okay, I'm going to go take pills. I'm going to go take something to help me also get the same results. And it's a customization component of it. There's a part of it where you actually have to figure out what the problem is first or what your goal is first. So when you hear about people taking medicine or pills and you think, I'm going to go do the same thing, it's like if me and Sean were talking and he says, hey, I started this new eating program. Well, if I go, okay, I'm going to start it too. Well, it will affect Sean completely different than it affects me.
Yes, it needs to be personalized.
Yeah, people hear what you take, and all of a sudden they're like, well, I want to do that too. I'm going to go buy these pills. That doesn't do anything for anybody.
Well, the other thing is many people do believe they can continue eating their donuts and French fries.
I'll leave the room right now if we're going to start this.
I'm sorry, I'm hurting his feelings terribly. Oh, he's crawling away. And just take these pills. That will not work. The knife and fork is still the most powerful weapon against disease. Again, I go back to the fact that I don't really think that what I'm doing is going to significantly extend my lifespan past what we are already programmed to be. I'm just wanting to get to wherever those programs have been. But I do focus totally on quality of life. And, you know, if my numbers are at 72 years old, they just are. All I want is quality and feeling good and being, you know, not depressed and walking around not aching all the time. And you can do that through the right nutritional supplementation. Well, so, you know, the question is, how do a person get started? Well, we have people at our store. We have coaches that you can hire for $50 an hour. We have a medical team. We have a physician. We have a nurse practitioner at a clinic called Brio. You can access many ways to do this, or you can just do what I really came up with called the Core Four. I've really realized that there's four things every single human has to have to be healthy and age properly. It's probiotics, a really good multivitamin, not a Centrum, omega-3, vitamin D, and a green drink. I know that's five things, but two can be combined. Those, if you did nothing else the rest of your life, you're going to be far healthier.
What have you added in the last 6 months to a year, or have you added anything? Is there something new that you are taking, and what's the reasoning behind it?
Well, I have upped my level of something called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is the internal suntan pill. In fact, first off, if you take astaxanthin, you're going to look tan even in the middle of winter. It also protects you from a lot of diseases. Thirdly, it makes you stronger in the gym.
Hold on a second. I got a little transparency.
Let me get my
Sean's
notepad.
Taking notes. You got to spell that for Sean. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Astaxanthin. Astaxanthin.
That was so funny. Sean's big long arm come reaching across. Let me take a note on that.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to remember how to pronounce it.
Just write it down in short. So you take that now.
Well, I've upped my dose considerably because of the reasons we now know, and I do not like to use suntan lotions that have all the toxic chemicals. In fact, I was on 3+U TV 3 weeks ago with my daughter Katie, and we've sold out of suntan lotion every day since we were on because it is toxic. It is a neuroendocrine disruptor, and that means it's going to lower your hormones, guys. If you do suntan lotions, you're increasing your odds of man boobs and less libido and less muscle, unless it is from a store who cares about what they sell. You can get it on Amazon. I'm not saying you have to come to Nutrition World. Titanium dioxide and zinc oxide are the only two suntan protectants that do not act on your hormones, people. Guess what? Y'all have to be quiet because it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing how to train through injuries. A lot of times people, you know, sometimes give up working out because they've hurt themselves. That is not the answer. So we've got that, plus more to come. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. My partner, Dr. Green, is on vacation, and we have Sean Whitfield in the studio with us and a guest. The guest is from Gold's. It's Joy, my ex-personal trainer. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're mad at each other. It's just I kind of got on to other things. Sean and I both have been in the gym I've been in the gym since I was 14. I'm 62. I can't do the math, but that's a lot of decades. How long have you been in the gym?
Well, I was in the gym in high school for sports, but, you know, as far as part of my lifestyle, since I was 20, and I'm 50 now. Okay. So 3 decades.
Yep, I've got 4+ decades. You and I both know, and I think you know more than I, because I've been very fortunate in my life to have very few injuries. But I know so many women and men who are regulars in the gym who really have good, hard, intense workouts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the things just happen where we pull, we strain, we overtrain, we do something wrong, and there's an injury that prevents us from being able to work out because of discomfort, concern that it could hurt worse. And some people quit, and there's some who never get back to the gym. And I know you've had a lot of issues sometimes with your shoulders and other mm-hmm. things, Sean. But I want to talk to Joy today about the fact that What does a person do who's already fit now? We're not talking the people who don't work out, the super, not super fit, but just people who go 3 to 5 times a week, and then all of a sudden something gets pulled. How do you work with your clients on that? Because I know you are really in tune with clients, and you really cater to them, Joey. And I'm always amazed to see how you are different than the majority of trainers. So how would they work around these injuries?
Well, I like to first look at the cause. Usually, there's a cause for the injury. It might be overuse or a certain impact. And then prescribe some self-myofascial release, a way that they can massage the area or around the area to give it some relief, some extra blood flow. And then just analyze their movement patterns, give them some mobility drills, which would increase blood flow and recovery.
Yeah, because that sometimes with injuries, there's this swelling, there's more fluid, there's more inflammation. And sometimes what happens that I have seen with injuries, and I think I've talked to you, Sean, about this, is the body is so wise in what it does. So what it does, why we have pain and an injury, is because the body knows to send a message. We need this area protected. Because just imagine 10,000 years ago, when no one even knew what a muscle was inside the body. Creatures don't know how their bodies are working, so there has to be a certain kind of communication. And if we walked on a leg that was broke or was terribly strained, it's going to do more injury. So the body does this to protect us. The problem is it can get locked into this mode of chronic inflammation, and it doesn't know how to release it because it fears releasing it. Mm-hmm. And so we have to kind of be gentle with this. And I know, Sean, your shoulders, how are they doing?
Well, I had been pretty lucky and blessed at the same time that throughout most of my life, I've had very few injuries from weightlifting and being in the gym. And I turned 50 last August, and it wasn't more than 2 months later. I'm doing the Smith machine, doing shoulder presses, and I was probably going too heavy for what I'm capable of. I was using, I think, around 235 pounds, counting the bar. And I was trying to get 4 or 5 reps in on my last set, and I felt something tear or pop in my shoulder. And it took me a good 6 months to get over it. And at first, I was thinking I was going to have to go and seek medical attention. And then, excuse me, I was talking to Ed about it. And Ed was telling me about Mackie, that is part of your organization, mm-hmm. Ed. And I thought, I'm willing to try anything. And he put me on to all kinds of stretching exercises and started working with me kind of like, I guess, maybe like physical therapy to some extent. And it helped tremendously. And I feel like I am about 90 to 95% recovered. And I was concerned that I was never going to be able to recover.
I know you were. You felt like the end of the game was coming.
I did. And it kind of depressed me mm-hmm. a little bit. Because I feared that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say, just because I know some of your habits, you also are doing more supplementation than you probably ever have. And some of this is anti-inflammatory in its nature.
And the last year, I have done a lot more.
I will have to ask you, was the shoulder press behind the neck or in front?
It was in front.
Okay. Huh. Joey, I know I'm a big proponent of if people ask me. I never say anything about workouts unless I'm asked. But I think behind the necks are just a recipe for disaster. What is your opinion?
I agree for most people. Most people can't keep a neutral posture and still bring the bar behind their head. They have to throw their head forward, and that's the big issue.
Yeah.
What would that cause potentially, like if you got injured? I'm trying to think of one of the
rotator cuff.
Yeah, so impingement all kinds of cervical neck issues and stuff like that as well. I mean, it's just, it's not doing it so much that's bad. It's just doing it under that heavy load. And then it just creates that stress and it's out, your neck's out of alignment. So,
Joey, do you think a lot of the injuries in the gym is due to not doing proper stretching before you get started?
Yep, warming up. Yeah, I wouldn't really call it stretching before, because ideally you want to make sure that the muscle can open up easily before you just try to stretch it. So I think stretching's better done after the workout. Mm-hmm. Use self-myofascial release like a massage before. Do light movement, dynamic movement to kind of lengthen the muscles in a functional way. Warm up properly, then, you know, get into your weights, get heavy, and then cool down properly and stretch afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she is 47 years old, and I was encouraging her to start working out. And basically the only exercise she's been doing is walking. And she said, but I deal with this shoulder injury or the shoulder pain, and she says, I'm not even quite sure how it, how I got it. So how would you advise someone, Joey, that's a woman, 47 years of age, maybe out there someone like this listening today, and they've had a little bit of a shoulder pain? What would you advise them to do? Would you advise them to possibly get in there and start working with you, and you could possibly turn that around for them?
Oh, definitely. I think we all need these primal movement patterns. We need to be able to push with our chest and pull with our back and utilize the big muscles. And what I see a lot of times is people go in there and they add weight a little bit too quickly. They don't start off with a light enough, high enough repped set and condition their body to do it properly, and they end up overusing their wrists and their biceps or their triceps, their elbows, and they're not working their bigger muscles properly. And That's the thing, is just learning how to do things the proper way and learn how to mix it up and do things different. And
and your form is so important.
Oh, it's never ending.
Yeah,
it really can constantly
improve. You see a lot of
improve.
Folks that get in there and their form and the way they're doing a repetition is sometimes I just shake my head. I'm thinking you're trying to work your triceps, but you're working more of your shoulders than you are anything.
Yeah. And inside and outside the gym too, like your body's alignment with gravity, your mm-hmm. relationship with gravity. A lot of times we are constantly out of synergy, like out of unity, constantly overloading one foot or our IT band, and that will overload our neck and create a lot of imbalanced stress as well.
And, you know, Joy, what I really always appreciate about you, and this is something that I kind of, not saying I'm smart, but I came to this kind of summary of my health as far as in the gym, that primal movements, I love that. In fact, I've written several books, e-books called Ancient Wisdom of Health, and it goes back to, you know, what is functional? You know, how many times do you need to bench 300 pounds off of your chest unless a car fell on you? It's really not that functional. Exactly. You know, it has a place. It makes your chest look better and other things. But I love doing what you and I did for off and on for years, which is more of the ancient primal, almost part of what you would do if you lived in the jungle back in the day.
Crawling, climbing,
yes.
Lunging, squatting.
And, you know, when you do those, you do decrease the odds probably of of injury, because, again, we weren't really built for doing some of these movies like behind the neck press with heavy weights or heavy bench presses, even though I love bench pressing. How many animals do you see that really get out of their box and do weird things with their weight? They're not, I mean, you don't even see gorillas carrying another gorilla over their head. They don't do that. And I'm all about matching myself up with the ancient wisdom, eating, supplements, and, of course, exercise. And I know, Sean, you mentioned Mackie. Mackie has been the person who's fixed me for 17 years. He's at Max Fitness here at Nutrition World, incredibly intuitive person. Along with that, omega-3, in my opinion, has to be supplemented, because here's the biochemical in a bullet point. You have something called omega-6 and omega-3. When you have a lot of omega-6 in your diet, which is junk food, it produces inflammation. The more inflammation you have, the more you're going to hurt and the more you're going to have diseases. So you have two choices. You can eat perfect and really probably maybe not have to worry about omega-3, or you can take a lot of omega-3, which pushes omega-6 out of the car. And so then you have less of that pro-inflammatory stuff.
Well, and I want to say this real quick, Ed. Well, I give credit to the recommendation you gave me. You had recommended a joint supplementation product at Nutrition World, And so along with that product and Mackie, I got over it in about 4 or 5 months. So
yeah, and well. You know, I appreciate the fact you said that because, you know, many people want far more instant results, and that just isn't reasonable. The body doesn't – I mean, the last time you had a cut on your hand, you don't see it heal in 48 hours. It takes sometimes weeks for that to heal. Just imagine the complexity of a shoulder. You know, when people do shoulder surgery, it is devastatingly discomfort and painful. And yes, the joint support stuff is it, what it does really is put moisture back in a dried out cartilage and between the bones. So of course that's like, if you don't have moisture, it's like running your car with no motor oil, it's going to overheat. So Joy, again, you are there every day of the week at Gold's?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And if a person wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
They could come in the gym, and Lee Highway is my home club. Or they can find me on the internet at Jojo Brunsy, JoeJoeBrunsy. That's Instagram.
That's fine.
I post a lot of videos out there. So
yes, you do. I love that. Yeah, you and I, you know, my goal when we first started was for me to do a muscle up, and I actually never quite got there. I got very close.
Not yet,
and that's right. I like that.
The challenge is still there, it sounds like.
Uh-oh.
We'll get there. You'll just fly right over the bar.
I tell you, this boy can do some muscle ups like nothing. It's like me getting out of bed in the morning. He just flips on top of that bar and muscle up. I've probably seen maybe 6 people in the gym over the years do muscle ups. Many people do it at the sports bar in Sean.
No, you don't ever see that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, a gymnast can do it, but a guy who or a woman who trains with weights heavily, it's rare to see somebody like Joey that just flip up on that bar. It's the only thing left that I truly want to make happen, and yes, so I'm going to put that on my radar to get back in with you, Joy, and see what we can do.
Awesome.
Guess what? It's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health with Clint and Sean. So that plus more to come for Dr. Green's On Vacation, but I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones. My partner, Dr. Green's on vacation today, but here in the studio is Clint and Sean. We're having a great conversation on many topics of health, one of which is Clint always has to bring up donuts. And I do recall about 3 years ago, I know you guys made a comment of the tremendous traffic outside Krispy Kreme Donut on Brainerd Road and probably all the donut places. And I took a photo of it about 4 years ago and just went ballistic because I had to go on my tirade of, first off, there is not a more unhealthy food. You take something that is a white flour, which means that it's devoid of everything. Then you take a lot of sugar, which is very, very harmful in high amounts. And then but the worst part is you take the worst oil on earth. I mean, it's equal to the motor oil that's been dumped out of trucks, and they're going to send it somewhere, but they're going to take that and they're going to kind of make it clear instead of black, and then they're going to fry this piece of white flour and sugar, and they're going to serve it with, of course, anything fried. You could fry your cell phone if you could chew it and it would taste good. So
how do they make something so delicious out of all these bad things? I don't understand.
You're a horrible person, Clint.
And I'm not in horrible shape. I probably am now, the worst shape I've been in 20 years. I'm just saying, if you just went through all the horrible things, and I'm thinking, where does the magic happen? Where does the sprinkled in magic? Of course, then you eat the donuts, and then you have you're tired and you gain the weight.
Right,
so there's
right. Well,
there's,
but it's a drug. Donuts are a drug, like all junk food. The thing is, they've packaged donuts to a degree that is so addictive, and they are unbelievable tasting.
But is it the sugar? Isn't sugar the drug?
No, it's not the sugar.
It's not the sugar.
It is the combination of the terrible white flour, the high amount of sugar, but the biggest part is when you cook it with those oils. It, mm-hmm. And for some reason, unhealthy oils seem to be more addictive than healthy oils. I mean, you don't usually find people carrying bottles of olive oil in their trunk of their car like I do, but most people don't do that because they can't wait till the next dose of olive oil. It doesn't happen.
My 14-year-old daughter, well, by the time someone's hearing this, she'll be 15. She cooks when, you know, I get her 2 or 3 weeks a month, and she uses olive oil. She's starting the last 6 months to cook very healthy. So when she comes to the house, 2 or 3 meals a week, she'll give me the shopping list. But she's a big believer in olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. So, you know, it's getting through to the next generation, at least.
Yeah.
But that's interesting, Ed, how you describe that. Someone like myself that's never thought about the ingredients and how a donut's made, you kind of put it in a whole different perspective.
Well, and you know, accolades to companies. I mean, I'm not for it, but what a great invention. Because it's like Coca-Cola. It is addictive also. And how wonderful to have a product that people have to feel like they have to get every single day or every few days.
Well, and just, you know, let's put the funny, let's make Clint, you know, look like the bad guy aside. It's also goes back to our personal habits. You know, I'm a big believer, excuse me, one of the issues we have when we try to change our lives is we look at our lives in totality and we say, I need to change 12 things and I need to change them all drastically, instead of realizing, let me focus on one or two and change just a little bit. And one of the things that things like donuts or Cokes or fast food, we look at it and think, I need to cut those completely out of my life forever. And you may say, yes, I'm a big believer when you're telling someone to change their life, it's okay to have a donut every single now and then.
Sure it is.
It's when you say, I'm never going to do it, and that's your habit. Then you start, after 2 or 3 weeks, you may do great, but then there's these cravings. And if you fail, you feel like I failed completely. I think you should build reality into your goals and say, hey, you know what? Once every couple weeks or once a week, I'm going to have a donut or two. It's the everyday habit that gets you. I'm going to have 2 donuts every morning on the way in, Wendy's every day for lunch, and drink my 3 Cokes. That's when the habits teamed up with how you make these horrible, you know, delicious food.
What is your donut habits, Clint?
I think you'd mind your own affairs, Sean, to be honest with you. I think there's some business over in that corner you need to go deal with.
I think they make counseling for donut addicts.
Well, some people, you know, drink cases of beer. And some of us drink, you know, eat cases of donuts. That's just the way I look at it.
Well,
But I think habits play a lot into that.
I agree completely that you cannot raise someone's level of expectations unreasonably, or they're going to fall off the wagon and go back. The thing is, and I'll be honest, if you truly spent 3 months living on a type of lifestyle that is, I believe, in a leaning toward a keto lifestyle, and you became what we call fat adapted, so your body knows how to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates, you don't even think twice about those Krispy Kreme. It's the last thing you want on earth, because you remember the few times you messed up once you got cleaned out, how bad you felt. It's literally as bad as a hangover.
Well, that's momentum. Momentum is a real thing. And once you build those small successes, you can start feeding yourself your own motivational videos. You know, we all go to different videos to get motivated. Once you start having your own success stories, you can start becoming your own motivational success stories.
You can.
And you know, I completely agree that once you start doing things right, you don't want to go back. I just know I've seen so many people, including myself, have these high lofty goals and they fail because they don't build in the what's really going to happen in life. The other thing is, I think people would be surprised, is if you don't really journal, write down, I challenge everybody, write down for just 3 days what you eat. I think you'd be surprised on how many unhealthy, if you're truly honest with yourself, everything that goes into your body, I think you'd be surprised.
No, you won't think. You would be shocked.
Yeah.
Because here, you know, we do that at Nutrition World. We have a registered dietitian. We recommend apps to help people do this. And I know through personal counseling of so many people, you know, I'll start asking them, so tell me what you ate the past 3 days. Well, at first, you know, it sounds pretty good. But then if you let them keep thinking, well, I did slip this in, I did do that, I did do that, and it comes up that it's really not that healthy. Now, I will say there is a part of what you're saying is so true, Clint, which is the mental part of programming yourself to be on the right track with these foods. But the other part is programming your chemistry. When your chemistry's out of sync, you really are being ruled by your chemistry more than your self-discipline. So I'm all about both of those, creating a self-discipline and mentally, but that's not enough. You have to create a balance in your blood chemistry, because here's the deal. If you have a blood sugar that's popping up and down like a yo-yo, you can't help the fact that you're going to pull in that Krispy Kreme. You just simply can't. It's like a person who just quit smoking 2 days ago. They can't help thinking of cigarettes 24/7. So, you know, I'm all about chemistry balancing. In fact, Sean, you talked about my The Holistic Navigator. It's called my personal supplement regimen. And it's where I do talk about all the reasons I take the amount of supplements, not to replace good food. But what I did was I created a new disease name. I don't know if you remember that.
It was
It was the letter FTD. You know, it always used to be a florist, FTD. But Father Time Disease. Because the biggest risk we have, it's really not diseases. It's really not car wrecks. It's not terrorists. It is the devastation of passing of years. It is now coded by the World Health Organization as a disease, which I'm really glad, because now companies can actually spend more money to investigate how do we slow this down. I don't want to live to be 100, but I want to live quality. And you're not quality when you're 65, you're dragging around, you have a cane, you're depressed, you're anxious, you can't sleep, you have no erectile dysfunction, women are having terrible skin conditions, blank, 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 blank. You know what? A lot of that's not really a lot of people's fault. It's Father Time's fault. So what we do, if that's the reason, let's look at the reasons how that affects us and treat or actually address aging. I don't take 72 pills because I have a nutritional deficiencies. There's no way you could take care of nutritional deficiencies with just a few pills. I do it because of FTD, Father Time Disease. And I explain why this needs to be embraced. So I do want to read a really cool doc that I love. His name's Dr. Geo. He's a naturopath who treats prostate cancer, and he has some of the best writing material. But yesterday sent this out on a new study. It was done on blueberries. Recent studies suggest a couple blueberries a day will reduce heart disease by 15%. That's blueberries. I do it every day in my protein drink and have for about 12 years. And he says, isn't that amazing? But let's take a look at the other components to lower cardiovascular risk. Cardiovascular risk is, I think, number one in what's killing us in the end. Exercise reduces it by 15%. Glucosamine, on a new study, reduces heart disease by 22%. The Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, olive oil, fish, and a small amount of meats, reduces by 30%. Then fish oils is another 11%. And blueberries, like he said, 15. So you add all of that up, that's 92% lower risk of heart disease, which really translates into a very low risk of dying from the number one killer of the world, a heart attack. When you compare that to a statin drug, it doesn't even come close. Statin drugs may help reduce the risk by 28%. And the problem is with statin drugs, you have a good chance to lose your memory and have chronic muscle pain. So I'm all about food and the power of it.
Ed, on the topic of heart disease, what do you think about taking pomegranate juice on a daily basis or drinking it?
I'm not a big fan of drinking it. There's too high a level of sugar in the juice itself. Mm-hmm. And I do know that excess carbohydrates are the demon to our mitochondrial function, which is the part of the energy part of a cell. And that's what creates aging, is mitochondrial damage. Small amounts are fine. Again, plugging it into the big picture, I do pomegranate capsules. And again, I still look for foods as my number one source of nutrition. But again, just the perfect question. I'm not going to drink sugar drinks, and pomegranate is full of sugar. So just take the pill that has the active ingredient. It's very safe. In fact, the Holistic Navigator, the last post we had was from a lady named Amber Lynn Vitale, and she's a certified nutritionist. She talks about, you know, the difference between what's in a supplement and what's in a food, and can we make it work that way? But also about why you got to be an informed consumer to buy the right supplements, because many are not certified and not tested to have the right ingredients. Nutrition World looks for every single piece of certification, or we will not pick it up. So you can trust we're the gatekeepers for any supplement being sold. And we are going online in October. And at that point, we will have identical pricing to Amazon.com on every supplement. We're close to it right now. We're within $2 on everything. And we're going to have in-store pickup. And we're going to have a very organized click-click system where you can just do what you, you know, get what you want, and you'll get it in the next 1 or 2 days. So in October, all of that is coming. There is no need to spend a lot of money. But secondly, I got to say this. How, you know, all these people who, oh, I bought it off Amazon. What do you think's happening to your freaking probiotics when it's shipped in the summer and it's sitting on a UPS truck? Or many of your nutrients? It is dead. Dead people. Now, wintertime, different matter, but we have a long summer here. So think about that when you order.
Okay? I have a quick question. So when you were talking about just take the pills, like for, excuse me, pomegranate, is one of the questions people should be asking on the brand is the absorption rate? I mean, because does that matter? Because the brand you buy or where you buy it from, how much of the nutrients you're actually getting?
Well, that's hard to really determine because everybody's system is different. What you look for is certifications to say, was this grown properly in the soils, picked the right time, tested for the active ingredients, and has no pesticides or chemicals? Those are five huge deals. And it costs, you know, a lot of money for these companies to do it right. I have done a lot of private labeling in my life, and I can tell you, if Sean and I tomorrow decided we wanted to produce a pomegranate supplement, here's what you would hear when you call the big manufacturers. Okay, Sean, which of the five levels of pricing do you want? A, B, C, D, or E? And the high-priced one is about 2.5 times more than the low-priced one, and it all has to do with quality. So you want it from China where it was grown and who knows where and never tested? Well, that's a cheap one. But guess what? The consumer will never know because the pill looks the same. The label will be the same. Only the ethics of the company will make a difference.
But they save $9.
But they save $9. Yeah. Big deal. Big deal. You know what? Save money on your paper towels. Do not do it on your health. Please, people.
You know, that's a good point. That's something that you see that in a lot of different products out there across the market, not just the supplements in that business. And it's interesting that it's something we all have to be very aware of.
Well, you got to be an informed consumer. The problem is it's such a complex world we live in. You got to find people you trust that can do the homework for you. And of course, I do all I can. Nutritional is the trusted person and store. Well, we are already time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health with Sean and Clint and myself, Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, usually with my partner, Dr. Green, who is on vacation, and I'm actually going to be doing that soon, but I'm going to be doing it on a day that doesn't interfere with the show. At least at this point, you know.
Now that is loyalty, Clint.
Oh, thank you.
wouldn't you say?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I fixed the problem. I just don't take vacations. I think I've missed my show that I do a couple times, and it's all been because I'm either sick or something else. But yeah.
I want to say this for just a moment before we get started back in our conversation. We started this show February 2018. And the first weekend of February 2018, and it has gone so exceptionally well. It's exceeded my expectations. Ed Jones and his expertise and knowledge and professionalism and everything about his business at Nutrition World has been a huge asset to Vital Health Radio. And then Dr. Christopher Green, board certified MD at CHI Memorial, has even added to it, you know, nearly as much with all his expertise and talents, and just proud to have Vital Health Radio part of the Whitfield Media Group. And we want to encourage folks out there to share it with your friends and neighbors. Let them know about this show each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. right here on 98.1 The Lake. And also a huge thank you to our friends at CHI Memorial. They help make this show possible.
Well, thank you very much. And also Gold's Gym. That was a great interview with Joy today.
And Gold's Gym is our official fitness center partner. So certainly we want to thank them for being a part of Vital Health Radio. And, of course, more information about the show, you can go to vitalhealthradio.com, built by Avalon Design Studios, for more information about the show.
You know, in this fourth segment, normally Dr. Green has his spiritual moment. I cannot copy him by any means, but I'm a lover of poetry. And I ran across one the other day that really resonated with me. Because, you know, there's always times in all of our lives that we have fear and we're afraid. And this was written by an unknown author, which always intrigues me as to who was it and where is he or she. A bird on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking, because her trust is not on the branch, but on her own wings. Always believe in yourself. I love that, because so many of us have a feeling of inferiority and unworthiness because the world doesn't really want you to be worthy. And the second one is by Sigmund Freud. And I am a huge believer through my 41 years of experience observing people with diseases that emotions play one of the most significant roles, because when the body hoards harmful emotions and sticks it deep within, it communicates something very toxic to the cells. Well, Sigmund Freud, how long ago, 60 years, said this: unexpressed emotions will never die. They are buried alive and will come forth later in uglier ways. That is awesome. And thank you for letting me say those two things. And so, I know we talk about inflammation a lot, or I do, and most people do these days, but you know, here's the thing. When I explain inflammation to people, because I will repeat again, inflammation is at the root of all chronic diseases. Do you know what? Alzheimer's is nothing but the brain chronically inflamed. Then it wants to have all this beta amyloid deposits. Then you have memory loss. But when you take the step back, the brain was inflamed. In fact, Time magazine had on the cover years ago, Alzheimer's, the brain on fire, fire being inflamed. What do you think arthritis is? What do you think plaque in the arteries is? What do you think almost every chronic disease is? And I use this analogy. If you came into the store and I was explaining this, I would show you my hands. My hands have very large calluses on them. Why are they calloused? It's because the body at certain times needs to be inflamed because it wants to build a protective layer. Well, guess what? We all know that calluses are not going to affect my health nor longevity. But if that inflammation is inside of an artery, it's going to build plaque because it thinks it needs to protect itself. You keep building plaque long enough and you will have no blood flow, and then eventually you will have no life. So the key is not to lower cholesterol, it's to lower inflammation. And how do we know we have it? You need to find healthcare people who understand how to test. Conventional medicine is not doing that, because one is insurance won't pay. But it doesn't cost much cash basis to do these tests. C-reactive protein is incredibly informative. You want a C-reactive of 2 and under. If you do, you probably will age far slower and far better. How many people listening has ever been checked for C-reactive protein? It's called HSCRP on a blood test. About 99% have not. It is one of the key determinators of heart disease and other diseases. Why are we not checking it? Here's the reason. There's no drug to treat it. It's lifestyle. It's nutrition. And as long as there's not a drug to treat it, you're not going to have the inflammation going down to the level that it needs to. And the thing is, you know, most medical people, it's not their fault. They're in a system that is simply not encouraging them to do preventative and nutritional medicine.
Well,
so,
a quick question, unless you have a follow-up, Sean.
No, I'll come in right after.
Well, I was just going to ask, when you talk inflammation, the first thing my brain went to, though, were joints, were joint inflammation. Does that make sense? I mean, I was going with shoulders and knees, and I know they're all connected.
Well, now, here's the other part that makes this confusing. You can have inflammation and no pain. You can. Your artery doesn't hurt. Your brain doesn't hurt. you can have inflammation and pain. C-reactive protein's not checking for the pain. It's checking for the type that would build this callus. My calluses don't hurt, but if this was inside an artery, they would end up killing me. So, gotcha. Yes, inflammation can't always be designated as pain. So someone walking around says, well, I have no pain, does not mean they're not inflamed.
Or means you're not healthy. It does not mean you're healthy.
Right, no.
Well, the reason I was saying that, and Sean, you can have the floor, is that if I have bad knees and ankles and shoulders, then it's the domino effect of health. Then I may not be able to be as active. If I'm not eating right and taking the supplements and I have the inflammation that affects my joints, then I can't be as active, which, if you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you say inflammation, I went straight to what prevents me from doing the things that I want to do. That's where I went with it.
Ed, how does inflammation and insulin resistance come together?
Well, you know, insulin is the second most important test to be done. And people think insulin is the same as glucose, and it's not. They're cousins, but they're not the same. Anytime your insulin is 10 and over, you are going to, as I said with C-reactive, age very fast. And here's the deal. When they looked at people who were 90 years old, who were self-reliant, strong, resilient, basically disease-free, you know, able to take care of themselves, they couldn't find any blood values that really was common denominator among all these 90-year-olds, until they looked at insulin. If your insulin's over 10, the chances of you getting to be old and resilient is very, very low. The reason? Insulin's job is, number one, to store food for later. So if you have high insulin, you can look at a pack of crackers and gain weight. It doesn't matter how many times you go to the gym and how healthy you eat. If your insulin's high, you have to lower it or you probably will not lose weight. What makes it high? We talked about already, not sleeping, because that raises cortisol. That makes insulin drag itself up. Not enough omega-3 fatty acids, and too many carbohydrates in the diet, and living under chronic stress. Way too much coffee can do it. So all of those are contributors to high insulin. When you have insulin, again, over 10, it needs to be under 3. And nobody hardly checks it, so how do you even know?
So what are some of the supplements that you can take that will assist in improving this?
Well, I'm actually so inclined to look at knife and fork and exercise and sleep first.
Okay.
So you are not going to walk in and I'm going to say, oh, here's the magic pill of the day. You have to do omega-3 because that is key. But it's the big picture. It's the puzzle. It's all of it together. And you will see, if you had insulin tested and it was, say, 14, you're going to see it drop the better you live your life and the better you make choices that are wise.
And, you know, I've sitting here listening to you talk and you and Sean, and it's such a domino. I know I said it earlier, but when you just said lack of sleep and coffee can both affect insulin, they feed each other. If you don't get sleep and you wake up and drink 6 cups of coffee and you're in a hurry and you run by and you grab a couple of donuts and then you have the hurt knees and you can't go exercise, all this leads to what you're talking about.
It does. We are not a piece of machinery where one thing affects one thing. We are we're like a spider web. You touch one part of it, it vibrates all the way across the spider web. And, you know, that's where conventional medicine, again, tends to not do well, because you have all these specialists and everybody does their part, but they don't take a step back and look at the big picture. But that's changing. Functional medicine is the name of the new medicine that is going to look deeper. Guys, I have loved you guys coming in here with me. I know Dr. Ren will be back next week, and this already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.